Listening to. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Buying a new computer.
Hey Sarah, I'm thinking about buying a new computer, but I'm not sure where to start. There are so many components to consider.
Hi John, I'd be happy to help. First, you need to decide what you'll be using the computer for. Is it for gaming, work, or general use?
Mainly for gaming and some video editing. What should I look for in terms of the CPU?
For gaming and video editing, you need a powerful CPU. Look for a high-performance processor from Intel or AMD.
Got it. What about the motherboard?
The motherboard should be compatible with your chosen CPU and have enough RAM slots, expansion slots, and support for the GPU you plan to use.
Speaking of RAM, how much do I need?
For gaming and video editing, 16 GB of RAM should be the minimum. 32 GB would be better for more demanding tasks.
And for storage, should I go with a hard drive or an SSD?
An SSD is much faster than a hard drive, so I recommend using an SSD for your operating system and frequently used programs. You can add a hard drive for additional storage if needed.
What about the GPU?
The GPU is crucial for gaming and video editing. Look for a recent model from NVIDIA or AMD that fits your budget.
Okay, I also heard about the power supply unit. How important is that?
Very important. Make sure the power supply unit, PSU, can handle the power requirements of all your components. It's better to have a bit more power than you need than not enough.
What about cooling systems?
Proper cooling is essential to keep your components from overheating, especially if you're gaming or editing videos. Consider getting additional fans or a liquid cooling system.
Do I need an optical drive?
Optical drives are becoming less common since most software and media are available digitally. You might not need one unless you have specific uses for CDs, DVDs, or Blu-rays.
What about sound cards and network interface cards?
Most motherboards have integrated sound cards and network interface cards. You only need separate ones if you need higher quality audio or a more stable internet connection.
And peripherals.
Peripherals include your keyboard, mouse, and monitor. Make sure they are comfortable and meet your needs.
Thanks, Sarah. This is really helpful. I feel more confident about buying my new computer now.
No problem, John. Let me know if you have any more questions.
What is John's primary use for the new computer? Gaming and video editing. What should John look for in a CPU? High performance from Intel or AMD. What is important about the motherboard? Compatibility with CPU and enough RAM slots. How much RAM is recommended for John's needs? Gigabytes or 32 GB. Which storage solution is faster? SSD. Why is the power supply unit important? It handles power requirements. What cooling systems are suggested for high-performance tasks? Additional fans or liquid cooling?